Sergeant Major from the Operational Test Command at Fort Hood. Command Sergeant Major Ken Graham on the line. Good morning, Sergeant Major.
Hey, good morning, Jack and Jim. It's good to be back. I heard that last time I was on here, your ratings doubled, so I guess that's why they wanted me to come back.
Absolutely. In fact, I heard they tripled.
Tripled. That's even better.
Absolutely.
How have you been? How are things?
Hey, things are great, Jim. You know, we got a great a test community here going on in Operational Test Command, a couple of things that we're doing for the Army. You know, we've got this thing called the IPSA, or the Integrated Personnel and Pay System, Army. It's going to pretty much consolidate all the Army financial and personnel management services all into one program. So it would make it a little bit easier for soldiers and their families.
Yeah, Jim, I don't know if you know this or not, but all of the soldiers' paychecks will be delivered by a drone.
That's right. Yeah, we looked into that pizza delivery drone. But, hey, I was really excited to hear your episode you had earlier this week about the blizzard points, I think it was.
Safety tips. Yeah, the safety tips.
Safety tips.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really interested in testing out the Duraflame underpants.
You know, the Army could really do well with Duraflame underpants.
Yeah.
It might be worth looking into.
I think so.
Now, in the Operational Test Command area, is there anything super secret that you guys are working on you can tell us about?
Well, you know, you guys tried to do me that. You guys asked me that question last time. You know I can't be talking about some classified stuff, but you know, I tell you what, we have a lot of great things coming that are being fielded in the Army, okay? And what I failed to mention last time was we had this Joint Light Tactical Vehicle, and it's going to replace the Humvee.
Oh, really?
Everybody's familiar with the Humvee. But what we've learned over the past several years being deployed in Afghanistan and Iraq is that our combat systems need to be a little bit more protective. So we've done the Army's done some things, and some vendors came in, and we're testing that out. We already tested it, actually, but we've got a couple more things we got to do. So we're excited about fielding that equipment to the Army.
Now, is it shaped similar to a Humvee? Or?
It is. It's a lot larger. It's more robust. It's more powerful. It has armor, V-shaped hull that can protect you from from explosions from underneath, like IEDs and mines, things we experienced downrange. So really excited about it. It has a lot more capabilities inside as well.
When do you think those will be rolled out?
Well, it's no telling. I mean, the Army's budget, we've got the Army and the Department of Defense, we've got the sequestration thing going on. Everybody's very familiar with that, very aware of that. So there's no telling. But, this thing has been going on for about 10 years now. It's been a long time. Yeah, so it takes a long time to field Army equipment. We got to do it right.
I got to tell you, and this will tell my age, but my first vehicle that I ever had as a young boy, 16 years old, is I had a military Jeep that had spent time in the Korean War. And you talk about nothing. There were ammo boxes on it, no seat belts, no roll bar, no nothing.
Yeah.
And that was my
first
vehicle.
Come a long way, had it.
Yeah.
I hear you. That's good. That's great. I never had one of them.
All right, now, Sergeant Major, on to some other important things. The Super Bowl coming up this weekend. Right now, New England minus one is the line. What's your prediction?
New England,
I've got a lot of friends in Seattle. I used to be stationed up there in Joint Base Lewis-McChord, so I'm gonna pull for the Seahawks today.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, the over-under is 48 points. You think it'll be a high scoring or low scoring?
I do think it's going to be low scoring. I'm guessing, I'm predicting 27 to 20, somewhere in there.
Okay.
All right. Well, the reason I bring this up is because they're on post going to be a watch party.
That's right. I'm prepared to talk about that. Another couple other things, too, about the Super Bowl. The Army, the soldiers are really excited about it. And some folks are going to go out and have a good time. And I want to make sure everybody's tracking this new program. It's called the No DUI of Killeen. Have you guys mentioned that on your show before?
No, we have not.
I don't think so.
Check this out. So this is a NoDUIofKilleen.com, and you can call 844-636-5463. And what it is volunteers from around Bell County, soldiers and civilians. They'll pick you up and your car and take you to your home. Pretty neat, huh?
That is pretty neat.
That is real nice, yeah.
Well, give us that number one more time.
Okay, the number is 844-636-5463. They operate on the weekends typically, but I'm sure they'll be taking care of you, taking care of folks on the Super Bowl Sunday. But typically their hours of operation are Friday and Saturday from 11 p.m. to 2:30 in the morning. So they'll pick you up, take your keys, take your car to your house. They'll do everything but tuck you into bed.
Hey, let me ask you, can Zach and Jim get some kind of a waiver that we can call them?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, we're not military, so I mean, we could be like included in the group and get a free ride.
Well, I don't think you have to be military, do you?
No, it's not for just military. It's for anybody in Bell County, Killeen, Harker Heights, Carpers Cove area.
For anybody.
Oh, well, that's great news. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, not just for soldiers, everybody.
All right. Well, Sergeant Major, talk about the watch party.
Okay, the watch party. Got that right here on my notes. The Director of Family and Morale, Welfare, and Recreation will host the Super Bowl 49 watch party February 1st at the Backbone Lounge, building 194 37th Street in Phantom Warrior Center. It's the PWC Phantom Warrior Center. It's a pretty nice facility. They'll have all the drinks and food and festivities and things of that nature. They'll take good care of you. They got a couple big screens. It's going to be great.
All right, now, Sergeant Major, today something exciting happening at the Great Place. You're getting a new tree, but it's a special tree.
A special tree? Well, it's a 911 seedling to commemorate the the September 11th Memorial and Museum. Yes, sir.
Yeah, the seedling is from the 9/11 Memorial Survivor Tree, which stood near the Twin Towers.
Wow.
I know you want to invite folks to come out and check that out today at 9 o'clock.
That's correct, sir. Absolutely.
And one other thing, or a couple other things that are happening at the Great Place, just to mention the annual Travel Expo is coming. Tell us about that.
Okay. The annual Travel Expo is Leisure Travel Services will host its annual Travel Expo from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on January 31st at the Phantom Warrior Center, building 194, the same building as the Super Bowl watch party, on 37th Street. There will be representatives from amusement parks, water parks, visitors bureau, and hotels to help plan vacations. For more information, you can call 254-287-7310.
And then for the newcomers at Fort Hood, Hood Howdy is coming up in February.
Yes, sir. It's slated for February 12th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Club Hood. The event is a newcomers information and mini career fair. It's family friendly, full of information to learn more about your new hometown and its neighbors. Area chambers of commerce and more than 100 area businesses and agencies will be on hand for the event. It's sponsored by the Fort Hood Family and Morale Welfare Recreation. For more information, you can call 254-288-6414.
And Sergeant Major, before we wrap up, we just want to remind folks to remember those that are still in the fight, still deployed.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. We've just recently received the soldiers from the 36 engineers that deployed to Africa. They went through a 21-day quarantine, and they finally went home to their family and friends as of yesterday. So we're really excited and proud of those folks.
Well, Sergeant Major, thank you so much for what you and all the men and women in uniform do for us and for our great nation. Have a great day, and we'll talk again.
Hey, thanks a lot, Zach and Jim, and shout-out to my daughter, Brittany, who's on the Killeen High School drum line. Take care, guys.
All right, very good. Command Sergeant Major of the Operational Test Command of Fort Hood, Command Sergeant Major Kenneth Graham with this week's Fort Hood Update.
Zach and Jim, want to talk to you about our friends at Lockridge Priest and Lennox. If you've got a heater or air conditioner,